Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
A 74-year-old former priest is on his way to state prison after pleading guilty to fondling two altar boys at a Bucks County church. Here's KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Ower.
Francis Trauger pleaded guilty to touching the two boys through their clothes at St. Michael's the Archangel in Tullytown. It happened during the robing process, one in 2000 when the boy was in middle school, another boy who was 12 in 1996. One of the victims recorded a statement that was played in court saying he bottled up his emotions and drank and used drugs excessively over the years. He says he hates Father Frank for what he did to him. Defense attorney Brian McVann said while Trauger went astray and did some horrible things in his overall balance of life, he did a lot of good. But Bucks County Judge Jeffrey Finley, handing down the agreed-upon sentence of 1.5 to 3 years in prison, told Trauger, any good you did, you tore down, you destroyed. Trauger was removed from the priesthood in 2003 when allegations against him first surfaced. A spokesman for the Philadelphia Archdiocese says when they found out about these accusations in August 2018, they immediately turned them over to law enforcement. In Doylestown, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio.